The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy.
And it's Evil Murr. It is NaNoWriMo Day Zero. Don't know if you start with zero. Zero exists, and yet we don't count from it. Huh. Maybe I should take November and figure that out. Heard a couple of years ago they did a sort of, somebody mathematically proved with, like, a proof that 1 plus 1 equals 2 or something. And it was a really long proof, and everyone was really happy with it, and I'm just like, yep. People are starving. Can't you take those brain powers and do something other than this? But you know what? Everyone's got their skills. Maybe their skills do not go into the feeding the world's hungry. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about NaNoWriMo, which is soon. It is 2023. My name is Evil Murr. I give terrible writing advice. Don't listen to anything I say. So let's talk about it. There is a thing called NaNoWriMo that starts tomorrow. NaNo is National Novel. RIMO is Writing Month. Did you get all that? Okay. It is where people try to write, quote-unquote, a book in a month. Now granted, the brilliant people who came up with this idea decided to go for one of these shorter months, not one with 31 days, gave us one with 30, and made it November, which is really bad for U.S. people, because Thanksgiving is a major travel holiday. So I really think that this guy set everybody up to fail, and he started laughing when actually people tried to do it, and he's still laughing. Probably making a lot of money somewhere also. I'm just not sure how he's making the money. But there's probably money involved for him to pull this big prank on us and have us continue to do it 20-some years later. But I'm here to answer the question of why. Why would you do this? And I don't want to answer the question. I want to ask the question. Why would you do this? Because, yeah, it's nice to have camaraderie. It's nice to know that a whole bunch of your peers are in the same boat as you. But you know what? Boats can sink, especially if too many writers get on them. And it's also really hard to take a laptop or a notebook into a boat full of writers, because water's going to get on it, smear the ink, or break your computer. And frankly, you're not going to get a lot of writing done. You're just not. You're going to be thinking about the holidays. You're going to be thinking about, if you're in the U.S., you're going to be thinking about the Thanksgiving coming up. You'll probably be complaining loudly about Christmas decorations already in the stores. So I think the first step would be to wonder if you're going to accept the prank. Are you going to agree that, okay, during this really inconvenient month, I'm going to write 50,000 words. And you know what? 50,000 words isn't even a novel. At least in science fiction, fantasy, and I think horror, we all have strict rules on what a novel is. And a novel is something that's 60,000 words or more. So if you bust your butt all month and you work really hard, the best you're going to do is just short of a novel. It's not even a real novel. And I'll be here to tell you that, to remind you, even if you hit those 50,000 words, it's not a real novel. Now, so clearly there's no real reason to do this. You're putting stress on the servers, and you're sinking boats with your friends on them, and you're responsible for their deaths. And you know, it's not like really popular books have ever come out of NaNoWriMo. None. Pretty sure. Anyway, professionals don't do it. And so if you do NaNoWriMo, you will be a, you know, very obviously an amateur, because professionals don't do this, because every month is National Novel Writing Month for professionals. Yeah, they told me that at the beginning, before I was a professional writer. Made me bitter. But if you choose to do it, apart from all of my advice, go to NaNoWriMo.org and sign up. It's free. The only thing they're getting is your life essence. I think they managed to suck it out of you like a Gelfling. Well, the Gelfling provides the life essence, doesn't suck it out. But yeah, they're sucking you dry. But go to NaNoWriMo.org and sign up. And then, you know, you can search for me. Not Evil Myrrh, but Mighty Myrrh. And, because I have an account on there just for laughs. I don't actually use it or anything. And maybe you can hang out with other people who also listen to this podcast. Don't know why you would want to. They're all terrible people. They're all the people who are in that boat that's going to sink when you get on it. We're back. And once you get your thing set up, your username, there's a percentage. I can't remember what it is, but 40% maybe of people who make their own cover will finish. Or you're more likely to finish. Maybe you're 40% more likely to finish. I don't remember where the percentage is. But essentially, if you make your own cover and you put it on there and you say, this is the book I'm making, and you give your book a title, then it will feel more real to you and you'll be more likely to work on it. Now, I think this is a great idea. Because wasting time in Canva is almost as fun as wasting time looking at TV tropes and Wikipedia. It makes you feel like you're focusing on your book, but you're not actually doing the part that sucks, which is writing. So I'm all for it. I'd say, you know, start, you know, cheat a little. Start today by going to make your cover, and don't be satisfied until it's perfect. So continue making that cover through the month, and only start writing when you're confident that the cover really tells the story you want to tell. Because that's what covers are for. That and to keep the pages clean. But you can make a cover, you can make a title, then you can start working towards your badges, little achievements. You can get involved in your communities. You'll probably find online communities. You'll also find, probably in larger metropolitan areas anyway, you'll find groups that get together and sometimes do real life events, meetups, write-ins, and all that. Which I think is just a great excuse to go have coffee, complain about writing with other writers, and not get anything done. And I'm all for that. Again, what we're doing is we're experiencing the fun part of being a writer without actually doing the part that sucks, which is writing. So go do that. And let's say you actually do all that. You actually go and meet your peers and write, and then you make your cover, and then you make your title, and then you keep writing. All right, if you can actually get through all those gauntlets that I set up for you, then maybe you can do 1,666 words per day. And if you do that, you'll have 50,000 words at the end of the month. And I'll have more advice for you then about what you should do with your amazing, amazing project. That technically isn't a book yet, but stuff like that has not stopped anybody ever. Ever. So my name is Evil Myrrh. This is the NaNoWriMo Evil Myrrh podcast that has no title. Episode 0. If you want to catch me live, sometimes I'm at twitch.tv/mightymyrrh. Other times I record in my home and just hope you're not looking through the windows. But I will see you tomorrow with day one, which, you know, if you guys haven't quit yet, I'll be there to encourage you to. Because you should always do what Evil Myrrh tells you to. Don't worry about the name. My mother named me. People always say, you don't look like an Evil Myrrh. And I say, really? Thank you.
Got a trusty sidekick. I've got a strong protagonist. There's a central